Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. It's our spooky Halloween version of the Grim Articles and Rant Show. And I've got my co-host, Dead Penetration, here.
What's up?
And we're going to do things just a little differently. First we're going to start with the housekeeping, then we're going to do the articles, and then we're going to run into to do the rants. Because I figure people want the articles first. That's what a lot of people are here for. So let's just go through some short housekeeping. First of all, we have our sponsor at SpinningRobotPussy.com. You can go ahead and grab one of those. Revy's still selling them. So check them out. They fit in most dolls. All right.
Buy two in case you wear the first one out.
Also, guys, I got a sort of sponsor here. Go pick up Clothes Game from JastUSA.com. It's $30. It is a good Seishoujo written tale. Really hardcore sex and survival. You'll probably like it a lot. And top 5 selling game on Jast right now. Also, there's a collector's box edition coming out soon. It's on pre-order. If you guys want it, you can get a poster and a bunch of other cool goodies. So, you know, check that out from JastUSA. All right, now, housekeeping, basically, yeah, we are in our horror week, our horror month, so we'll be playing all kinds of horror games, horror visual novels, and hopefully avoiding the horror of Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden, which is pretty scary, and it was really scary is Joe Biden recently, Nancy Pelosi said that Obama was actually the man in charge of running our government. She got loose-lipped and said the Obama Build Back Better plan. But see, you're gonna hear it here first. This is top secret information. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, Obama had that, I think it was a book signing or something where he actually appeared. I remember. I actually ran into Obama. You don't know this, but I ran into Obama, and you know, he had a Secret Service agent, and he was sitting down. He was, you know, signing books, and he said, "Well, how do you feel about that hope and change thing?" And I said, "Well, really, because I've been hurting. I've been working all day." I said, "Really, Obama, if they could build my back better, I'd appreciate that." And he thought about it, and he said, said, "You know what? You might be onto something there." And I said, "You're going to build me a better back?" And he said, "I'll get back to you on that one." So this whole thing, guys, all the pandemic, everything else, is actually about building me a better back. I mean, it's a secret. Yeah. We never knew. Nobody ever knew. But, you know, as soon as I get my super android robot back, you know, all this will be over with. Like, all this mess will be over with. Yeah. So that's the secret plan. And Nancy Pelosi spilled the fucking beans. And now, you know, it's too late. It's just... So now you guys are going to know about my back. And I didn't want it to be like this. Anyway, let's go ahead and get on with the first article. So, I actually talked to our article people here about getting stuff in the archive format so I don't have to constantly be asked to subscribe. And they have been doing that. So, thank you for that. And we're going to start with the very first article because we start from the bottom and we go to the top, like that old rap song said. And... we've got one. Yahoo News. China to ban video games featuring same-sex relationships, effeminate men, and moral choices. China will ban video games featuring same-sex relationships, effeminate men, and moral choices, according to a leaked memo. The internal memo from a recent internal training by State-backed Gaming Association was revealed by South China Morning Post, lays out new restrictions for approving video games in China. According to the publication, the memo said that video games must not be viewed as pure entertainment and should instead convey a correct set of values. Games that feature queer relationships or effeminate males, the memo states, should not be approved for release in China. If regulators can't tell the character's gender immediately, the setting of the characters could be considered problematic and red flags will be raised, it added. Games that allow players to make moral choices between good and evil should not be approved. Also not be approved, according to the memo. Some games have blurred moral boundaries, it stated. Players can choose to be good or evil, but we don't think the game should give players this choice, and this must be altered. The memo comes as China increasingly regulates its gaming industry, with the government announcing in August that it would be limiting the amount of time minors can play online games to just 3 hours a week. Yep. And China recently also banned sissy effeminate men from TV. The leaked memo marks the latest move by China to crack down on the perceived decline of traditional masculinity. Last month, China announced that sissy effeminate men would be banned on television, including broadcasters, insisting that broadcasters must only vigorously promote excellent Chinese traditional culture. The official instruction was issued to broadcasters in China as part of a national rejuvenation campaign by President Xi Jinping to enforce traditional morality by tightening government control of business and society. The government said broadcasters must resolutely put an end to sissy men and other abnormal aesthetics on screen. What that sounds like to me is that they are preparing for China. I mean, China. They are preparing for, yeah, they're preparing for China to go to war with Taiwan. That's what I think is going on. They want to fight Taiwan, and if they fight Taiwan, they're going to get other countries involved, and they're pretty much trying to gear up for World War III. This doesn't look good at all for China, or, well, for
definitely not Taiwan.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a country preparing itself for war. Let's just be honest about it. That's what they're doing. When you're trying to instill traditional values in the men, you're trying to make them strong, fighting men. And again, they're trying to make it so that they don't know the difference between good and evil. They only want to serve what's good for the state. Or the state, because the government tells you what to do. If the government doesn't want it done, you don't do it. You live for the government, and you die for the government. That's what they're doing. So we should be a little worried. I do believe they will stop producing the sex dolls. And if they do, they will do it in a... if they do still produce them, they will be done for military. But I don't even think they want to push that. I think they want to try to push birth... traditional marriages and births and stuff back in China. They want to produce...
outnumber everybody.
Yeah, but they're trying to... They want more numbers. They definitely want more numbers. They want more numbers. They want stronger numbers. They want to control the world.
That can, that can overpower everybody.
Yeah, they want to control the world. And that's one step to doing it. Okay. TikTok celebrity dies and... Hold on. TikTok celebrity dies in high-speed police chase while transporting illegal immigrants. Gabriel Salazar was driving near the U.S.'s southern border on September the 26th of 2021 when he lost control of his vehicle and crashed it, dying in the ensuing fireball. He had illegal migrants as passengers at the time. Gabriel Salazar was driving near the U.S.'s southern border on September 26th when he lost control of his vehicle and crashed in it. I guess they just gave me that again. The accident occurred as the culmination of a high-speed chase which took place on U.S. Route 83 in Zavala, Texas. Route 83 runs almost due northeast from Del Rio, which was the site of a recent massive agglomeration of Haitian migrants crossing illegally. The Zavala County Sheriff's Office advised the public that their officials have been notified that Salazar was carrying illegal immigrants, giving a potential clear motive for his refusal to stop for officers at the time. Motor vehicle accident update. In reference to the motor vehicle accident that occurred on Sunday, September 26, we have been notified by Homeland Security Investigations that 3 out of the 4 males that died as a result of the accident were identified as illegal immigrants from Mexico, said the Sheriff's Office on their official Facebook page. At the time of this writing, no further information is available as to who the identity of the 3 Mexican citizens are that were in the car with him. People in South Texas are growing increasingly frustrated with the situation, which has been deteriorating rapidly since President Joe Biden took office. Huh. Yep. That is a very weird situation.
I've already heard what he's trying to do is flood the market with Democratic votes so Republicans can never win again. Because if they let you into the country,
yep.
You know, the people that are coming in illegally are saying, Biden's such a merciful leader, he's such a great guy and all that. Well, he's letting them break the law and not doing anything about it. And he's shipping them across the U.S. I mean, if that doesn't say, whatever happened, you know, we have accountability and we're just watching people break the law and we're not doing anything.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. Because they have so fucking much clout. They have
all the power, yeah.
They got clout. Oh, I'm a big TikTok star. I can do this. Why? I mean, how? Just because you have fucking clout on some goddamn social media platform? That's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that and they don't, people don't, you know, respect the authority of the police anymore. Because, you know, you have our own president telling them, you know, Border Patrol and police and all that are evil. I mean, why would they?
Los Angeles Times. Thousands participate in 5th Annual Women's March in downtown Los Angeles. Thousands of people took to the streets in downtown Los Angeles and other cities around the country Saturday to support reproductive rights, part of a nationwide series of demonstrations against Texas' near-total abortion ban. The 5th Annual Women's March began at 10 a.m. at whatever square and continued, where Representative Karen Bass, Democrat, Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors Chair Hilda Solis and Supervisor Holly Mitchell was scheduled to speak, along with the actresses Alyssa Milano and Patricia and Rosanna Arquette. Paxton Smith, the Texas student whose valedictorian speech went viral for speaking in opposition to Texas abortion law, also appeared with feminist attorney Gloria Allred. Organizers were expecting about, you know, and when men do it, if men ever did a march, we would get so much shit.
I'll tell you what I'm sick of is women like, men shouldn't have a say. They shouldn't have a say. It's our body. But I guarantee you, when you get in a relationship with someone, even if you don't get in a relationship with someone, if you get pregnant with someone,
yeah,
that makes it their business. And they have just as much right to the determination of the child as you do. You know, that's why you can't just go abort. Well, I mean, people do it all the time, but yeah, but you shouldn't, I don't think, just go off and get an abortion without talking to the person you got pregnant by, or vice versa.
Well, I mean, I heard it recently. No prostate, no opinion. I like that, because they say, no uterus, no opinion. Okay, no prostate, no opinion on men's issues then. So if we go in there, they say, excuse me, ma'am, do you have a prostate? Oh, you have to be careful saying that now, because they'd be like, but I'm a brave woman. And they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, a brave woman, eh? Well, I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm just here to compete and kick some fucking ass.
Organizers were expecting about 20,000 people at the Los Angeles demonstration. Similar gatherings were scheduled in other parts of Southern California, including Long Beach, West Hollywood, Pasadena, Irvine, and Fountain Valley. The Women's March Foundation was holding its official march in Washington, D.C., with more than 600 sister marches planned nationally. The Texas abortion law, which does not provide exceptions for cases of rape or incest, allows private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman obtain an abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, inciting the clinic or a person who drives the woman to the clinic. When the Supreme Court rejected an emergency request to block Texas' abortion ban, they effectively took the next step towards overturning Roe v. Wade. Simply put, we are witnessing the most dire threat to abortion access in our lifetime, the Women's March states on its website. That's why we're marching on every single state in our nation's capital. We need to send an unmistakable message about our fierce opposition to restricting abortion access and overturning Roe v. Wade. The first women's march took place in 2017 on the day after President Trump was inaugurated, coming the largest president public demonstrations. Well, it's right, president demonstrate. That's all they were doing was demonstrating against him. The Washington Post analysis of 2017 Women's March estimated that single day marches drew between 3,267 million and 5,246 million people in the U.S. An estimated 750,000 people attended the Los Angeles March in 2017. So, yeah, but again, if we tried to do it, we would get all kinds of shit for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it comes down to how you feel about... It's not really... They have laws in place, even with these abortion restrictions and stuff, that make everything about... I say Roe versus what... I'm not clear on why they wanted the abortion.
You know why they're doing... You really know why they're doing this.
Why is that?
They're doing this because... Women, like, back in the day, like, I mean, what was it? Jay Love was talking about this with Drexel in a show. But, basically, he was saying, you know, back in my grandpa's day, when people would have, like, kids, when they would have an accident, they would just say, okay, well, I guess we're together now. I guess we'll try to work it out and try to deal with it. And then they're like, oh, no, I'm not ready to have a kid with somebody like you. And they don't have, you know, there's no family, like, they have single mothers, and it's just an absolute fucking shit show, and they end up aborting all the damn kids, and that's really fucking bad.
When the government got involved and said, we'll pay you if there's not a father involved.
Yeah.
And that
destroyed the tradition.
Yeah.
That destroyed tradition. It made women just go completely crazy. We've seen that. That's what all the... I'm not going to go into that right now. I'll go into that in a minute. But yeah, that's what I posted with my video yesterday. The one that got all the derision. One guy got on there and said, oh, I'm David Sheridan, or whoever the hell that guy is. I was like, oh, just because you're done raising awareness with MGTOW doesn't mean everyone is. Look now, I'm going to be really clear about this. I don't care. If somebody, because again, I think that young men do need the red pill knowledge. But, yeah, I mean, it's a bigger problem. It's a bigger problem than just the women. We have a much bigger problem. The women are a distraction. The women are a symptom of the disease that we have right now. The way that the women have become and the women have changed are a symptom of the disease in society that we have right now. And it's a cancer that's spreading throughout the world. It's globalist. It's nasty. It's awful. You know, Alex Jones was on Crowder. I listened to him. It was really good. I mean, he was talking about the Great Reset. Oh,
yeah. I watched.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
It was good.
Klaus Schwab. And somebody was trying to tell me Klaus Schwab was a Jew. He's not a Jew. This isn't a Jew thing. Klaus Schwab is clearly... If you don't, I mean, just in case for some odd reason you're unaware of the fact that people from different cultures have different ways, you know, they name their children different and they generally have, you know, cultural sounding names. You know, German people tend to have the name Klaus. Yeah. You know, Klaus Schwab certainly sounds like a German name
Schwab
to me.
Schwab sounds Jewish.
Schwab might be. But he is German.
Yeah.
He is German.
I'm German Jew on my own side.
I know. So. But you're not Klaus Schwab.
Yeah. Nope.
Anyway, let's get on with the next one before I get into my rant. A ninja with a sword assailed a U.S. Army Special Operations unit in California. It seems unlikely, but it did happen. A man wearing full ninja garb attacked members of U.S. Army Special Operations Unit in the middle of the night in the California desert, setting off a scramble for safety and resulting in at least two injuries, according to police and other records. The incident occurred a little after 1 in the morning on September 18th, when authorities in Ridgecrest, California, got word of a sword-wielding man dressed as a ninja on the loose at the Inyo Kern Airport in Kern County, north of Los Angeles. Man, like another YouTuber joked around, that Ninja Gaiden 4 promotion, it's really getting out of hand, man. Kent County Sheriff deputies found the suspect had assaulted a victim at the scene with a sword and thrown a rock through a hangar window, hitting an additional victim in the head, the sheriff's office said on Friday. The attack came without any warning. They said the military personnel were at the airport as part of training exercises. And it grew attention after it was posted on Instagram. It describes how a staff sergeant was smoking a late-night cigarette near an airport hangar when an unknown person wearing full ninja garb approached him with a question. Oh my god, that sounds like fucking Ninja Gaiden for real. Do you know who I am? The man asked. The sergeant said he did not. Do you know where my family is? The man asked. When the sergeant said he did not know, the person in ninja garb began to slash at him with a katana sword, the report states, adding that the sergeant's leg and phone were struck. The sergeant ran, jumped a fence, and reached a building where he joined others from his company. As he and a captain locked the doors and called 911, the assistant kicked and punched doors and windows, according to the report, which has redacted the service members' names. The Ridgecrest Police Department's blotter entry from last night says a report came in at 1:19 of a subject in a ninja outfit complete with a sword. This is amazing. The report cited at least one victim. More than 20 minutes after initial contact, the blotter says, a 911 call came in from somebody saying that 26 Special Operations military members were hunkered down in a hangar wondering where help is. The ninja did not obey deputies' orders. Police located the ninja suspect on a nearby road, but the man refused to follow commands and brandished the sword at deputies, the sheriff's office said. Projectile rounds were used, but were ineffective, it added. Instead, the man ran. When deputies used a taser on him, he dropped the sword and deputies were able to take him into custody. He was identified as Gino Rivera, 35. Rivera was arrested for attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a weapon with intent to resist or prevent an arrest, along with vandalism and obstructing or delaying a peace officer in the performance of their duties, the sheriff's office said. Both the sergeant and the captain required stitches for their wounds but were cleared to return to duty, the incident report says. The 160th SOAR missions include using helicopters to insert Navy SEAL teams and other special operations. It trains for night missions, and some of its operations take place under cover of darkness in the very early morning. The soldiers in Inukern were attached to their regiment's 2nd Battalion, which uses Chinook and Black Hawk assault helicopters, as well as Gary Eagle drones. The battalion is based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Wow. Fort Campbell, Kentucky, but yeah. That is amazing. The ninja. Like, it sounds like Ninja Gaiden. I mean, it literally started, a guy was smoking a cigarette, and then all of a sudden he's like, do you know who I am? Like, it literally feels like, yeah. And he actually attacked the, wow, I guess he thought he was going to cut the leg off like in an anime or so.
Sounds schizophrenic. It really does.
Okay. I don't know if this will excite you or not, but CNBC, Workforce Wire. Amazon, Walmart, and Target are paying for college, but money isn't everything in education. I'm not going to read the key points. Amazon, Walmart, Target, and McDonald's are among the companies now offering various ways for their employers to obtain an education for free. It's not a new idea in the world of employee benefits. Employer-sponsored education has a history that goes back decades, but the education programs for low-wage workers are receiving more focus as the companies promote them in a tight labor market, and that has inevitably led to skepticism about who benefits more, the employer or the employee. Claims of lesser online degrees and a timeline to degree completion that will tie an employee to a low-wage job for years if they even stick with the learning are easy to make. They're doing this because it sounds great and it's cheap. Almost no one can use them. They're all online cut-rate degree programs, says Peter Capelli, director at Wharton Center for Human Resources. Some of the earlier successful efforts in the employer-sponsored education market were locally based and included an in-person education. As more programs migrate to nationally scaled online degrees, inherent challenges in that learning model will be tested. It is an efficient model for employers and education leaders, and it holds promise, but it remains unproven on a large scale. We don't know much about the value of these programs to workers, says Iris Palmer, a senior advisor for higher education and workforce with the Education Policy Program at New America. We don't have great data. Among Palmer's concerns, it is a good messaging vehicle for companies right now and an easier and cheaper way to recruit than continually increasing wages or improving jobs. In a world where there is increased worker power and labor power, it is a way to change the subject. It is a transitional job in helping people move up, she said. It can reduce regulatory and public opinion pressure on the companies, which is valuable to them. And as a result, Palmer says it is appropriate to approach these programs with skepticism. But education experts also say knee-jerk skepticism about the company's motivation won't ultimately help employees. The goal should be to increase participation in these programs, and that requires understanding the reasons why so many adult learners don't go back to school, and even if they do, don't complete degrees. This is a rather quite long article, but just know that, yes, they are focusing on it. We'll focus on the key points here. Major employers of low-wage workers have made the right decision to offer tuition payment upfront for those who want to go back to school as reimbursement programs place a financial burden on employees. But education experts are concerned that too much focus on money misses many of the other reasons workers don't go back to school. The history of employer-sponsored education is one marked by low participation rates, and more data on improvement and uptake will be key to judging these efforts. But knee-jerk skepticism about corporate intentions won't help employees succeed, the experts say.
I bet stores don't, or depending on what store, the bosses at those stores probably don't promote that. Because why would they want someone not being able to come in and work when they could work?
And we got one from InfoWars. Alright. InfoWars. Science and tech breaking. AI-powered DoD data analysis program shatters official vaccine narrative. Shows ADE accelerating and fully vaccinated each week. As AI project, okay, this is coming from Mike Adams of Natural News, October the 21st. An AI-powered Department of Defense program named Project Salus, run in cooperation with the Joint Artificial Intelligence Center, has analyzed data on 5.6 million Medicare beneficiaries aged 65 or older. Data were aggregated from Humetrics, a real-time data and analytics platform that tracks healthcare outcomes. Legal analysis is from Thomas Renz of Renz Law. And Corey, we just listened to him today. Yeah. Thomas Renz, absolutely breaking the narrative apart with all of the facts and figures right from the fucking servers, the NIH servers, whistleblowers.
I am hoping he hurries up. And
He says, I like to sue, and he's gonna. The alarming findings show that the vast majority of COVID hospitalizations are occurring among fully vaccinated individuals, and that outcomes among the fully vaccinated are growing worse with each passing week. This appears to fit the pattern of so-called antibody department enhancement, where the treatment intervention, mRNA vaccines, is worsening health outcomes and leading to excess hospitalizations and deaths. These data presented here shatter the official Biden-Fauci narrative that falsely claims America is experiencing a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The data show that the pandemic actually appears to be accelerated by COVID-19 vaccines, while unvaccinated individuals are having far better outcomes than the vaccinated. Furthermore, according to these data shown below, the single best strategy to avoid post-vaccine infections and hospitalizations is natural immunity derived from a previous COVID infection.
And, you know, I don't even know how strong COVID actually is, because I hadn't been vaccinated and I've been around everyone in town with our line of work.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't even, you know.
On kidney dialysis.
Yeah, and I hadn't even had a sniffle.
The full analysis is entitled Effectiveness of mRNA COVID-19 Vaccines Against the Delta Variant Among 5.6 Million Medicare Beneficiaries 65 Years and Older, and is dated September 28, 2021. The presentation of these data consists of 17 slides, which is available at the Umetric website in slide form, also posted on Natural News Services in PDF, which is more convenient for viewing and printing. From the JIAIC Project Salus document, in this 80% vaccinated 65-plus population, an estimated 60% of COVID-19 hospitalizations occurred in fully vaccinated individuals in the week ending August the 7th. By August 21st, 71% of COVID-19 cases were occurring among fully vaccinated individuals. 71%! That's not a quarter. That's not a half. That's damn near three-quarters of the population. And 80%, this 80% vaccinated 65-plus population, an estimated 71% of COVID-19 cases occurred in fully vaccinated individuals. These data revealed that as the Delta variant approached a 97% infection rate, cases, and that's in quotation marks, and hospitalizations among fully vaccinated individuals showed striking increases with each passing week. The key findings... Throughout the slides, VE refers to vaccine effectiveness. Breakthrough means a failed vaccine where a fully vaccinated person is diagnosed with COVID. Many of those people require hospitalization and ICU treatments. Some of the key findings include the effectiveness of mRNA vaccines is confirmed to wane over time. They did say it was about 90 days. With each passing week, those vaccinated with mRNA vaccines show an increased risk of vaccine failure, COVID infections requiring hospitalization. From the analysis, odds ratio increasing to 2.5 at 6 months post-vaccination. Natural immunity works. A prior COVID infection greatly reduces the odds of a vaccinated person needing hospitalization from a subsequent infection. Vaccine failure dramatically worsens within 5 to 6 months after being vaccinated. One slide from the analysis reveals that so-called breakthrough infections, vaccine failures, increase with time, showing a near doubling of breakthrough infections among those vaccinated 5 to 6 months ago versus those vaccinated only 3 to 4 months ago. These data ended August the 21st, 2021, but the trend does not appear to be flattening. As more data are added to this analysis each week, it seems almost certain that breakthrough infections rates will continue to rise over time in vaccinated individuals. We do not yet know what will happen in 9 months after vaccination, but these data show cause for serious concern. Yes, the following chart reveals that both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are showing the same pattern of worsening breakthrough infection rates over time. Notice the upward trend of all the bars in the chart, meaning both mRNA and NA vaccines are producing the same increase in infections among the fully vaccinated. Once the Delta variant took hold, 71% of COVID cases occurred among the fully vaccinated. As the chart shows, 71% of cases were breakthrough once the Delta variant reached 90%. Understand that the authors of this document state that those who are jabbed are not considered vaccinated until 2 weeks after they receive the injections, which means that infections, hospitalizations, and deaths which occurred from 0 to 14 days are ignored in this data set. And
you'd think that would be the one that's most relevant.
It is.
I know.
In reality, that means the percentage of fully vaccinated people responsible for breakthrough infections, hospitalizations, and deaths is substantially higher than what is shown in these data. If they are claiming a 71% rate, it may in reality be more like 80 or 90. But we don't know for sure because they are hiding all negative health outcomes for the first 2 weeks after the vaccines are administered by claiming those people are unvaccinated, which is a deliberate deception being used to try to hide the harmful effects of the vaccines. Ethnic groups hit hardest: Native Americans, Hispanics, and Blacks. Finally, a horrifying slide in the data set reveals that one of the highest risk factors for being hospitalized after being vaccinated is simply being of Native American descent. Wow, it's almost like the smallpox blankets are coming back. According to the data in this slide, Native Americans face around 50% higher odds of being hospitalized after being vaccinated compared to other ethnic groups such as whites. Hispanics face a slightly lower risk, which appears to be 40% higher odds. Blacks face around 25% higher odds. Why is this the case? The gain-of-function properties, which were engineered into the SARS-CoV-2 biological weapon via Fauci, Daszak, and the NIH, target ACE2 receptors, which exist in higher densities in targeted organ systems of many minority groups, such as Native Americans, Hispanics, and Blacks. This has led many observers to conclude that the COVID spike protein, which is generated in the bodies of those who take the mRNA vaccines, is a race-specific bioweapon designed to achieve depopulation of minority groups. Yeah, choke on that one, folks. You see what's really going on here? Now, they're trying to turn people against each other because of colors and shit, yet they want to get rid of all the people of different color. Oh, yeah. So I wonder who the real racists are.
Well, you gotta think, Biden was friends with one of the heads of the KKK. It was a recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he said he is a fine man at his memorial service.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe not a young man. He's dead. He's probably
old. Okay, and he said, I mean, we know who the racists are, and they're trying to make us the racists. We're the racists, but it's really them.
Yeah. Well, it's called brainwashing.
Yep. Louis Farrakhan, leader of the Nation of Islam, has engaged in many efforts to bring this to the attention of his followers, for example. These data provided by the DOD JIC Project Salus document shown here appear to support the plausibility of such theories. Other factors that greatly increase a person's odds of being hospitalized after receiving vaccinations include kidney failure, morbid obesity, chronic liver disease, or receiving chemotherapy. Natural immunity offers documented protection against future hospitalization. Finally, the data presented in this document shows that natural immunity, listed as prior COVID-19, substantially decreases the risk of hospitalization after receiving COVID-19 vaccines. What this means is that the best way to ensure the safest outcome of COVID vaccine is to experience a COVID infection before getting vaccinated. This dramatically reduces your risk of negative health outcomes. Then again, if someone already had COVID, why would they need a vaccine in the first place? If anything, these data show that anyone choosing to receive COVID-19 vaccines is making the wrong choice if they desire to avoid infections, hospitalizations, or deaths. Natural immunity, once again, is revealed as the most effective status that it reduces negative outcomes. In conclusion, these data from the DOD, JIAC, absolutely shatter the false narrative of Biden, Fauci, Walensky, and other authorities who are still attempting to gaslight the American people into thinking the hospitals are filled with unvaccinated people. In reality, the vast majority of hospitalizations and deaths are occurring among those who were fully vaccinated, according to the 5.6 million people studied in this particular data set, Medicare. Importantly, post-vaccine health outcomes are worsening over time, meaning that the vaccines appear to be gradually damaging the immune system over subsequent months, as the fucking doctor said. There was a doctor that said this was going to happen. He said it back in 2020. I remember listening to it. That the immune system was actually going to start fucking fighting itself.
Yeah. Well, if anything should tell you something, is these nurses that have dealt with COVID this whole time are refusing to get the vaccine, and they're losing their job over it. And they'd much rather lose their job than get the vaccine. So if someone that's aware of it is willing to walk away from a very good-paying job, you know, nursing, right. I know places in the town over when I worked in that field, nurses would say, and this was 10 years ago, started out at $28 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can only imagine what it is now.
Oh, yeah. And he says, this is the very definition of ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, about which many analysts such as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny have warned. Now, it appears that ADE is no longer merely a theory, but a confirmed phenomenon reflected in official Medicare data. Attorney Thomas Rentz told Natural News today that these data should immediately result in not just the FDA's revocation of mRNA vaccine EUA and approval status, but that the FDA, Fauci, and Big Pharma's top executives should be sued under the RICO Act, violations for racketeering and organized crime. The full interview with Thomas Rentz is available here. And Ren's definitely kicking ass. His friend of mine sent me a interview, not an interview, but a presentation that Ren's did. And you look at that data. I mean, that data is all you need right there. It's not a man telling you what happened. It's a man showing you what happened. Here's what the servers state, you know.
Oh, yeah, showing you the proof.
I mean, my God.
Which, I mean, any of it, if you were skeptical you about know, it before, it's almost everything you believed about it before you heard it. It's just proof behind it.
It's like a bunch of people saying, I know who did this murder. We got all the evidence right here. We have every single fingerprint. We have all the witnesses. We have so much testimony. We've got the blood stains. We've got data after data after data. So I don't know. I still think he's innocent. It doesn't make any sense. It's like we have every single thing in the world. It's not even like there's no shadow of a doubt. Put this man behind bars. He is a murderer. He killed these people. And they're like, no. We still haven't. No. We've got the data now. And we have the data on the murderers.
I'm tired of these people hiding behind power and, you know, the Democratic Party. I'm not saying all Democrats don't. You know, even Hitler thought he was doing good for his nation at one time. You know, it when you can see someone blatantly lying to your face, and, you know, anybody that's had that knows what it's like, but it's like that when you listen to Biden, when you listen to his constituents, oh, the redhead that worked for him.
Oh yeah. You're talking about Psaki. Yeah.
Yeah, Psaki. Any of it. It makes me sick just to hear him talk because, you know, it's bullshit coming out of their mouth. It's a compulsive liar. It's like, oh, yeah, that's the ticket. Get a booster. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, he goes on. Oh, boosters are effective enough. Shut up. Now, we've got, and look at this, California. You would think California, you know, they got all vaccinated and stuff.
I mean, if the first vaccination didn't work, let's just give them more.
These charts show what red COVID looks like in California now. Monthly share of COVID-19 deaths in California counties where Trump received the majority of the 2020 presidential vote. Oh, they're trying to make it look like people that didn't vote for Trump died of COVID. Even with California recording the lowest coronavirus transmission rate, data shows that the partisan gap between who is suffering the most and the post-vaccine era is intensifying. A recent Chronicle analysis found that during this year's surge fueled by the Delta variant, California counties that voted heavily for Trump saw higher death rates than Democratic counterparts, a trend mirrored on the national level, dubbed Red COVID by the New York Times. Oh, yeah, sure, they gotta do Red COVID. Now, new data shows the discrepancy in California has grown in September. Since June 21st, the COVID-19 death rate in red voting counties has outpaced that of blue counties, a trend that continued through September, even through overall coronavirus case rates and deaths have dropped off since mid-August. We chose to compare death rates before and after June 21st because that's the day 50% of California's population became fully vaccinated. The trend is a departure from earlier in the pandemic where the counties with the smallest share of Trump voters actually had a higher death rate than more red counties. Oh, wow. It's actually kind of going up in people that didn't vote for Trump, Biden counties. Look at that. 400,000 deaths of people that voted for Biden.
Yeah.
If
I was thinking about Trump supporters, I would say they aren't going to trust Biden.
And
so a lot of them are probably trying to avoid getting vaccinated.
Differences in demographics and county-by-county density and living situations probably played into the pre-vaccine discrepancies, Jennifer Cate, Senior Vice President and Director of Global Health at Kaiser Family Foundation, previously told The Chronicle. Democratic counties, for example, tend to have greater numbers of black and Latino people who have died disproportionately from COVID during the pandemic. But when vaccines become available, everything changed. Republican counties began seeing more deaths than Democratic ones, and the trend has gotten more pronounced over time. September 21 showed the sharpest increase in the share of COVID-19 deaths in California that occurred in Trump-voting counties, which are mostly in the more rural, sparsely populated areas of the state. To drill into this widening discrepancy, we look at statewide COVID-19 deaths per month. And what share of those monthly deaths happened in the 23 counties? Yeah, counties where more than 50% of residents voted for Trump in 2020. Those counties are home to a small segment of California's population, just over 3 million residents, and about 8% of California's 39.5 million residents. Even so, our analysis shows that the counties have gradually taken on a larger share of the death burden across the state, from comprising just 2.9% of confirmed statewide deaths from March 2020 to 15.1% of all COVID deaths in September of 2021. Part of the reason for that could be that Democratic countries took up vaccines at higher rates than Republican countries. Counties where over 50% of people voted for Trump were just 44% fully vaccinated as September 28th, while counties that were less than half of people voted for Trump were over 61% fully vaccinated, Chronicle analysis found. Data shows that the vaccines are effective in protecting against serious illnesses and death. The trend among California counties mirrors nationwide trends showing a death rate gap between Republican and Democratic leaning states. The vaccines made a big difference and probably made a big difference for Republicans and Democrats, Kate said. But because the vaccine uptake was higher in Democratic counties, the likely impact we saw the vaccine on death rates was greater. I don't know. Yeah, it's a bunch of crap. Now, there's several more, but we are going to do one more article, then I'll do some more later. And then we have a rant. We'll do the rant, because I have a rant I have to make. I'm going to do the rant. Okay, this is the Britney Spears posing for naked pics day after a conservatorship victory. A recently freed mind control subject Britney Spears posted nude photos online Thursday, a day after a judge suspended her father, Jamie Spears, from conservatorship controlling her life. The pop star posted the images on Instagram with the caption, "Playing in the Pacific never hurt anybody."
Well, good for her, I'm sure.
Spears is apparently on vacation celebrating the judge's ruling. Suspension is in the best interest of Spears, Judge Brenda Penny said in his ruling. The current situation is not tenable. The order is in effect today, right now. So, yeah, there's a couple pictures she's done. She's still a mind control victim. I mean, she's coming out of it, and I think her father was actually a part of it. I definitely think her father was a part of the... I mean, obviously, Disney got him involved with the MKUltra project. They're basically like, yeah, we'll make your kid a star. And they did. But they destroyed...
His other kid pregnant.
Yeah, they destroyed his fucking kid in the process. They don't care. They don't give a shit. I'm going to read our chats, and we'll go ahead and get started on the next part of it. There's only one person in the server. That's fine. Some people are able to catch me, and some people aren't. The others will be on MGTOW.TV. Nothing on YouTube anymore. Might just start putting stuff back on BitChute, though. I think they'd make the dolls to sell to us, but ban them staying in Homeland. Oshione says, like how people tried to give Hitler estrogen. And Oshione says, don't worry, the ninja wasn't me. If the sword used in the picture from the incident, he had more sense than he had quality weapon. The blade at the top half was cracked. So, now I'm going to do my rant. All right, here is my rant for today. We got a rant that I didn't even get a chance to really do. I have to pretty much redo it, because the music was just too loud and drowned me out, and I fixed that problem forever. So, here's what we're going to talk about. First of all, I made a video that caused a little bit of contention, but people were actually really supportive, and I'm really glad that they were, because I thought I was just going to go, oh, you're not a real MGTOW. You're not a real MGTOW. Well, you're right. I'm more of a red-pilled, neon-pilled guy. However, I don't like to call myself MGTOW. I don't, you know, and there's a reason why. Because MGTOW is generally looked upon by all the search engines and all that shit as this horrible fucking thing. You go type it in, and I've showed you guys this. that they call you everything. And I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing. All right, I understand you want to be rebellious and all that, but it doesn't help the people who need the knowledge. And Tim made a very good point of this on the MGTOWN podcast. Tim said guys that are blue-pilled will be more turned off by looking for this information if it's called MGTOW, because the media has taught them that MGTOW is a misogynistic, anti-women, hating people of other cultures and colors and all that kind of stuff, which is not true at all. It's never about that. And one of the issues that I have noticed is that MGTOW has focused a lot on women. But I'm also seeing a few guys like Pop and Monkey and myself talking about more political shit. Because, again, women are a symptom of the virus.
And honestly, if you're talking about any of that, you should be talking about what you're doing besides women.
Right. Like what are you going to... It's basically like...
Man, I'm writing a novel.
Yeah, what are you... Yeah. Yeah.
But that not every sentence has to end because I don't... choose not to be with
in RGE. Woman. You look at RGE. RGE is definitely... He's MGTOW through and through, you know? He doesn't fucking call himself MGTOW. He doesn't have a big banner saying, oh, look how MGTOW I am. He's like, no, let's talk about the things going on in society and culture. And he retains those red pill values. But he doesn't go out there and say, oh, yeah, these... You know, yes, women are terrible. We hear about that from Gundam, how women have... And women aren't, to be fair, women are not terrible. Women have become terrible because the society... Yes, yes. And when I talk to Maya next Sunday, by the way, you're going to be a part of that.
Yeah.
When we talk to Maya next Sunday, she's going to talk to us about the leftist indoctrination. She's going to talk to us about what they really taught. I want to know what they really taught.
Well, yeah.
I want to know what they taught. I want to know what's really going on. And I think somebody like her is probably be the best one to tell us, because she claims to, you know, be red pill. She is poly. I don't give a shit about that, because obviously leftist indoctrination, if you're around that stuff for a while, it probably does change your outlook. But at the same time, I don't care about that part. What I care about is the information she has. And if she's got information out there that will really kind of let us know what's going on, and she wants to get it out. I asked her if she wanted to do it. And she wanted to do a pre-interview first. So we're going to do a pre-interview just to kind of, you know, get a feel for the, you know, what she wants to ask. And remember, she's got a very bad taste in MGTOW because some idiot tried to assault her while she was playing a video game professionally in college. She was doing esports. And the guy assaulted her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what we do. That sounds like a blue-pilled beta fucking cuck to me. That doesn't sound like a fucking... It's a bitch boy to assault a woman because you lost a video game? Because he kicked your ass? She kicked your ass? That's fucking
like...
stupid. That's you know what that was called? Being a sore loser.
Yeah.
That's the most unmasculine
thing.
Having
no class and
no sense of sportsmanship. No sense of sportsmanship. That's fucking ridiculous. And but she's gonna talk about all that. And again, I see so much, and she says, "Yeah, I've broke a few hearts. There are some really awful fucking women out there."
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, agree, and yeah, that's true. Okay, and I'm gonna once again state, young men that need this information, yes, they get it, but they're not getting it from us. I swear to God, they're not getting it from us, because they get it because it's all on YouTube. Yeah. Everything that St. Everest is posting, and mostly St. Everest, but a lot of other guys, is stuff from YouTube, Tale of the Fiend, and all these other guys. They are seeing it on YouTube. They're seeing it from not just Kevin Samuels, but, you know, Taylor's on there. Alexander Grace is on there. All these guys are on there, and they're not saying MGTOW nothing. They're even not even having to hide their faces anymore. They're doing the old school, hey, here I am, gentlemen, how are you doing? You know, they're doing that now.
You had a label to it that gives the enemy a chance
to destroy it. Yeah. That's why, you know, that's why, again, you know, yeah, I'm on MGTOW.TV, and basically, yeah, but I'm on other stuff, too. I just can't bring the stuff to the MGTOW stuff. YouTube throws a fucking fit. I'm like, okay, I won't do it. And I'm not even really talking that much about women stuff. I do the hentai, and basically, you know, I'll talk about gender dynamics through hentai, which is great, and I enjoy that. But, you know, again, it's more about what's going on in the country, the world, the globalists, Klaus Schwab. That shit's way more important. Australia being a goddamn, you know, they're trying to lock everything down to the point that Australians are tired of it. And they're going in parliament and really talking about, saying, hey, we're not going to allow this anymore. This is not... a country to shut us all down and lock us all down and put us all in cages. You know, yeah. Australia's getting fucking sick of it. And that's what's going to start happening throughout the world. People are getting sick of this shit. And then men are like, oh, yeah, let's just focus on the women. The women are a symptom of this problem. They've always been a fucking symptom. They're like, oh, this tattooed woman wants to die. Yes, because she lives in a fucking shithole system. That's why she wants to die. She's not living in a good, stable environment. Ask that woman how she grew up. Ask that woman. It's like, okay, so when you were looking for men, how many guys did you get involved with that were into drugs? How many guys? Oh yeah, I got with all these guys. And they, yeah, I'll bet, because I know so many women, right on my social media, that are the same fucking way. You know what they're doing? They're miserable. They are miserable right now. They fucking cry. And even J-Lo's been talking about this. She says there's so many women that cry that they don't have a husband. And they try to flaunt how great they are on Instagram and all these other places. Oh, but I don't have a husband and I cry.
They cry about it until they get the opportunity to have one. And then they're like, well, what if I could do better than this one?
Yeah, and hypergamy is not, like Drexel said, hypergamy is not a bad thing. It is part of women trying to find the best partner.
I mean, however, nothing wrong with that.
However, the society has pushed the hypergamy to a level where it's gone intolerable.
Oh yeah,
it's intolerable now. Nobody wants to fucking deal with this shit anymore. And men are like, no, I'm checking out. I don't have the 6-pack abs. I'm not gonna spend all this goddamn time in the gym. I'm not gonna spend all this goddamn spending all this money or building all this money.
When what women see in you is not you,
right? They're looking, what can you do for me? I mean, it's like. You know, I remember when we used to half-ass believe in love.
Yeah, it's like not a now, partnership.
Yeah, it's not a
partnership means you work together, like teamwork.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of relationships, the woman's running the show, or, you know, even in some cases, a guy's calling the shots, and the woman's just going along with it, and sometimes it's the other way around, where the woman's running the show, and the guy's just... Oh, well, I'm getting laid here and there, so
yeah, that
I'm
happens. That's a fucking... That's a simp.
But,
That's a simp.
Oh, I don't...
That's a simp.
Oh, it's a simp.
That's
eh?
A simp. That's a simp. That's that. Yep, that's a simp. That's a guy's like, oh, I don't care, I'm getting laid, I'm happy. She still comes home to me. That's,
down the road, like, is this going to make me feel fulfilled? Am I going to be happy with this?
Right.
Like, and the answer would be no. I don't want to go along with everything just one person wants. You know, I'd want to have a conversation where my opinion's included.
Oh yeah.
Well, someone didn't make it.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't make it. I did not make that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's getting ridiculous, folks. I am... That's why I'm doing a phase two. Like, I'm changing my content up. I'm still going to do the shows, but I want to bring you more hentai novels. I want to bring you more Oroji I want to bring more Oroge novels. I want to bring you more visual novels. I want to bring you more comic stuff and just stuff like that. Because, first of all, yeah, it's kind of out of place here. But, I mean, even Pop's political stuff is kind of out of place here. To be fair, when I looked on the trending, I saw women, women, women. And there's like, oh, here's how to get a better blowjob or something. I like started laughing like, what the fuck is this? You know, at least. And there was a black woman with cum all over her face. And I'm like, dude, you know what? I got the decency to censor, because me and Amber talked about this, to censor my pictures. You know, I could show a lot more to really get people going. I could. Because I'm sure if I showed the mistress masturbating, they would probably, not the mistress, but Makiko. Because there was a full scene of her just masturbating. I mean, I could post that as a thumbnail. It'd get hundreds of thousands of... Oh, man, look how many views.
Saw how many hits we got on that one video when mm-hmm. people thought it was porn.
Yeah. Yeah, 2,000 hits on that. That was a big shit.
You thought we were successful.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was like, holy shit. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
I thought that was
That
funny.
Was amazing.
It's the old bait and switch.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, where's
the porn?
Right. And you know what's crazy? Like, yeah. I'm actually allowed to show hentai, and, like, people aren't really watching it. I'm like, wow, it's surprising. And I can't show it anywhere else. I can't show it on BitChute. I guess because people have to be 18 plus, and they're just fucking freaking out. Oh, I'm not 18. I don't want to deal with that. I made a video to change your age to 18 plus. So if you don't want to follow it, it'll take you 2 goddamn seconds. You know, that's up to you. That's your problem. But even people that are registered, they're not checking it out. But I know, not everybody's here for the same thing. Some people just like my commentary and all that. And I'm not trying to be just a hentai channel. I mean, that is my phase two. I'm definitely going to have more of that content. I mean, definitely. But we're definitely going to still have the Red Pill commentary. And even when I do the fucking... hentai stuff, I do the Red Pill commentary in it. I'll just break and rant if there's something I need to talk about. Now, I don't know how the regular visual novel people, because they are getting introduced to my content, and I noticed that visual novel people or Rogue readers are more based than you think they are. There's a lot of autism. There's as much autism in the Rogue community as there was in TFM server. I'll just tell it to you like that. And there's a lot of the word keck being used. They are definitely just a little different. There was actually a guy in there trying to disprove labor theory of value. Because we do have a feminist, and I'm not going to tell her, she almost revealed her screen name, but I don't want y'all coming after me. But basically, she was in there saying, because, you know, when I worked for the record labels and everything, but you didn't get any money? They just gave you records? That's all they gave you? That's like, that's not fair. You should demand money from them. Yeah. That's not the fucking way it works, lady. You and know, she's like, if you don't demand money,
don't
just,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like they're just going to continue to do it forever. The system, if you say that that's just the way the system is, the system's never going to change. It's like, that's not the way it works. And there was another guy in there trying to tell him, and I'm like, look, here's the deal. I can make something out of wood that I really love, and I can spend hours and hours and hours and hours making it every day, and to spend a whole month just losing sleep to make the best thing I think I've ever carved out of wood. And I can sell it to somebody, and somebody can say, I'll take it for about $5. And you look at him, but I spent all this time and money. And the guy will like, well, that's about all it's worth to me. Because it's not about what it's worth to you. It's not about how much time you spent on something. It's how much somebody was willing to pay for it.
Well, you just got to decide, am I willing to part with it for that amount?
Well, not only that, I'm just saying, but that completely destroys my point. What I'm saying is, it's, people aren't going to pay for something what they don't think it's worth.
Yeah.
And that's what you see a lot of times with games. I'm not going to pay. They'll wait. Like, I'll wait for a sale. You know what I'll wait for a sale is? That means I'm not willing to spend that much money on this because I don't think it's worth that much.
But usually if someone puts as much time as you're describing into a project and their work is good.
Not all people, the time.
Oh, but even then, there's some people that are like, I'll just wait. Or, some people just want a deal.
Well, that's true, too. But, like, I'm saying that also, if somebody really, 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 really wants that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they, it means that much to them. Yeah. They'll fucking buy it. They'll be like, yep, I'm just Instabot.
Well, it's how relevant is it to their life?
Well, it's what value it has to them. It's the value it has to them.
If I saw something, it was... say a Deadpool statue I really like, I would be willing to pay a certain amount for it because I already have interest in that character.
Yeah, but also you have basically indie games that'll come out and they'll do better than AAA games that they spent, like the indie game they may have worked on for a year. AAA game they may have worked on for 5-6 years. The AAA game does terrible because the AAA game isn't what people want and they're not willing to spend money on it. But the indie game is what people like and it's fun and it doesn't have all kinds of crap attached to it or whatever. So people pay for that. And it makes more money than the AAA. And then the AAA people are like, yeah, but we spent so much money on this. We worked so hard on this. Well, yeah, but it's not what people want. People would rather have the AAA. And the AAA beats all the sales of the big-time games. Well,
that's kind of like The Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
Like, they tried to put their agenda of what they wanted people to see in it. And it... just did not do well because people weren't buying it, even though I was looking forward to it in the beginning before I found out all the stuff they were trying to put into it. And plus I heard the gameplay was a little clunky compared to the first one.
Well, look at Venom. Like, say there's other movies that come out that they want, like Space Jam. They spent all kinds of money and years making that Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're talking about, oh, nobody wants to see it because they don't want black men. They're racist. They don't like...
No, they don't like that particular black man.
And you know what, though? And ever the critics are like, oh, Venom 2 is crap. It's just a masturbatory scene of tentacles. And you know what? People saw the fuck out of Venom 2. Venom 2's got a lot... got a very high score.
Oh, yeah.
Very high score. More people are going to see it. Drexel went to go see it. A lot of people are going to go see it. It's going to be the Joker of October.
I thought about seeing it tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah? When do you think about going to see it?
I gotta get off my treatment, and then one of my buddies, he was supposed to go out of town to visit his girlfriend that's doing an internship, and she texted him at religiously. She didn't think they were on the same path, which they're both Christian, but I guess she thinks she's more Christian or something. I don't know. She's nuts. Because, like, the next day she called him, like, are you still coming out to so-and-so to see me? I miss you and all this. And he said, I've already canceled my car rental. Of course I'm not coming to see you. And she's like, well, if you're not going to try or something. She wants to put the blame on him, it sounds like. And I told
Is she
him,
a younger woman or an older woman?
No, she's the same age as me and him. He's probably, he's a little older than me because he's already...
Oh, yes, he's in 40, her 30s, yeah.
And she went to school with him, so she's either a year younger or the same age.
With kids or without?
Without.
Oh, wow.
Like, she's wanting kids, but...
Ooh, she better hurry up.
She better stop burning her bridges, because right now, he's the one she's been dating.
It's like we were talking about, I'm bringing up that Drexel episode a lot, but it was basically saying, hey, about the time you're 30, you have to make a choice whether you're going to have kids or you're not going to have kids, because after that, you're done.
Not a guy. A guy can
have... Well, I'm talking about a girl as a woman. Yep. That's your time. You got to decide, am I going to have kids now or am I going to have kids, you know, because you're already on your very low eggs and you have a very good chance of developing all kinds of things. You're going to have downy kids, so be careful. Yeah. And, that's what's going on right now. That's the kind of shit going on right now. But anyway, so you don't know what you're going to do? You don't think you're going up to the city?
I'll probably go tomorrow. He's not going to the city to visit her, so he'd already wanted to do something tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I said,
that might be an idea. I was thinking strip club, but, that's just me. But, I've been wanting to see out that local new one that's opened up.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
All these girls are going to do is, man, well, you got to, no, right. No.
You have, treat it like entertainment, entertainment.
You've got to let me know. How many of these girls, okay, if you go to the club, this is what I want you to do. I have an assignment. How many girls will try to advertise their OnlyFans? I'm just curious.
If you go,
let me know if any girls talk about their OnlyFans or advertise their OnlyFans.
It's been years since I've actually been to a strip club.
I know.
But when I used to,
you're gonna be like, man, there's some up women over
there. OnlyFans wasn't a thing when I
know,
last.
But it is all the thing now.
It is now.
They'll be advertising escort services and everything.
Oh yeah, a lot of them. I actually follow the club's Instagram page,
mm-hmm.
and oh, their advertising campaign's really good. But
let me see that real quick. Bring it up here while we're live. I kind of want to see this. We're not going to say the name of the club, obviously, but
they have good editing on there. Let me
look at it, shit, because I know how these damn
overall
clubs can be. Do I make the girls look like they're damn Playboy models? And you go in there and they look like Swiss cheese.
Oh. My buddy at... Actually, he did... He almost broke up with her before because he went with a buddy to it. And he was ready... He met a girl there. He was ready to leave his girlfriend.
No!
He went in there, and she's gorgeous. He had a picture of her, and she looked very Spanish, and not Mexican, Spanish. Spanish or more olive-complected, paler.
Fucking, like she's white, a fucking
they
trafficking.
Look like white people, except with nicer complexions.
Trafficking.
And, oh man, he's
trafficking.
He's
man.
Like, let
trafficking.
Me take you away from all of this.
Like, no!
The corniest. He's corny in general, but I was like, oh my goodness, you didn't say. He's like, I don't know, it just came to me. I had to say.
No!
I was like, well, good for you, but yeah, I guess it didn't work because you're still dating your current girlfriend. That a video? Oh, well, this is one of the ladies that works there.
So okay.
Video.
Oh, no. Don't play it. Turn your volume down if you do play it. Turn your volume down.
Oh, I ain't got the volume on.
Okay, at least, because it'll it might say the name and like, oh, whoop.
Looks like the start of a Marvel comic.
What? They are doing that.
Oh, that is what they did, huh? Well, that's pretty clever.
It says coming soon, but that's the version that they're going to have in Las Vegas. I can say Las Vegas, which we don't even fucking live nowhere near Las Vegas, so don't worry.
Oh, yeah. I'd go with that.
Yeah, but they're going to show, like, these amazing girls, and you get there, and they're going to look like...
What you do is you date a girl, and they're like, I want to go see a show! He said, we went and saw your romance BS. It's time to see something Daddy wants to see.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I saw that one. Man, I bet she's had more dicks laid into her than...
I mean, the thing is, they have that option.
I know they do. I mean,
women just have that option.
I know they do.
Like,
you will not find a respectable woman at a strip club, gentlemen.
If I had, like, 100 women coming to me today, like, can I give you some vagina?
Right.
I'd probably have a hard time controlling myself, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. But, yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. If you guys do go there, let me know. I want to see, because I bet these girls are going to OnlyFans. They'll probably try to get your contact number so they can get your OnlyFans subscriptions. I guarantee that girl has an OnlyFans. That one right there that you showed me. Yep.
They don't know how thrifty I am.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I said it, and I'll say it again. I'll repeat it, because I didn't say it for this video. I said it for my YouTube one. The only way I'm going to give money to a girl's OnlyFans is if she makes a multiple root visual novel with several characters. It has to be a mystery. It has to be a mystery visual novel. It has to have multiple characters. It has to have a really good mindfuck twist ending. SF voice, professional voice acting, all kinds of different, sex scenes. It's going to have everything.
But they won't do that.
Yeah. Because if you do that, then I will support your thing. But you won't.
Desperate men over there paying for them to shake their ass a little bit.
Yeah. But you won't. You won't give me a quality product. So when they give me shit about, oh, you support all these hentai, it's like, yeah, I support the Japanese women that do the voice acting in the fucking games. When that's who I support.
I'm selling myself. I said, well, you are not a quality product.
No. No. You do not sell half as many copies as Euphoria. Right now it's just still on sale at MangaGamer.com.
I mean, I wouldn't pay full price for a used car.
No. Yeah, Euphoria, Closed Games, actually number 5 on Jazz. Look at that. I bet that's selling more money. But they'll try to say, oh, but I got all this money from guys. Yeah, but I'll bet those games make more money than you do. And that's what I got. I got to see. I want somebody to put this shit to the test. Game versus thought. This is how much money the game sold. This is how much money the product sold. This is how much money how much money was spent on the thought. I want to know how much, what made more money. That's going to be the fucking, the thing there. Are guys spending more money on the anime and hentai than they are on the girls? That's what I need to know. That's the stats I need. I need to get Thomas Renz on the phone. We need to, I got to get these stats. I got to get some whistleblowers. We gotta get this together and find out what's going on.
I'm not gonna pay for something, but I don't get something.
No, because I'm getting. You know why I'm there? If you guys hadn't realized it yet, I didn't spend 5 hours on a visual novel True Ending because I wanted the porn. I was skipping the fucking porn pretty much. I wanted the story. The story was that good. It kept me going. I was really, really interested and involved in the story, as I should be, because it's a novel and you're supposed to be interested in stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, okay. And it says, I've been shocked how base other communities are. The polarization is intensifying. And then Oshione says, the divide's like... Ha ha, they didn't work hard to make modern games. To them having disabled babies is a virtue. Yeah. Well, we're going to... I think that's probably all we're going to do for tonight. And we're going to do a short open mic in the server before I start... The festivities of today, which are Like a Swatted Fly, Originally, I kind of chickened out and said I wasn't going to do it, but then I said, you know what? I'm going to re-record the thing because it'll take me 17 minutes to read. It is a rape. The guy did it to be edgy. He says that was his thing. It's a lesbian rape with no lesbians. And again, I don't condone it, but somebody made that thing. It's sold in Japan. You know, the guy said, I'm going to do it because it's just something that he said it felt would be up his alley. I hate that guy. He's invisible. But he thought it would be something up his alley, so I'm going to do it. And after we do that, we're going to do Sound of Drop and then close game. So you guys get ready for that. I don't know if you guys will be with me for closed game. If you're not, well, you know, we'll just, you know, you'll catch it online. You'll catch it on our Hentai Friday, which is probably going to be Hentai Saturday, and it's looking like, I mean, it just depends, because I'm just playing so much of these content. And by the way, I think I'll do Sakura no Mori Dreamers tomorrow, because Sound of Drop is, you know, going to be main focus. And I'll probably play it today and tomorrow. So I'll probably be playing that a lot. Because it's 31 bad ends, folks. There's 31 endings. And only 4 of them are good. Everyone, yeah. And it's a mystery, but you have to die in order to understand the plot. So you're going to see a lot of murder and blood and shit like that. So we are going to play that. And after we play that one, you know, yeah, we'll do the closed game, which is kind of horrific because it's a survival game. It's a futuristic. Basically, closed game is you got a wasteland area, and there's the people that live up in the high, you know, like the rich people live in. You know, what was that movie, Elysium, where the rich people lived up in this big, huge city up in space, and everything was wonderful for them, and everybody lived in a wasteland. Well, they would take you and they'd get you to participate in this horrible game. And the winner of the game would get to be one of the people, I think on Caleb Herbs. And if you get to be a person in Caleb Herbs, you get all the modern conveniences and all that. You get to live like Jeff Bezos, you know? Uh-huh. So yeah, we're gonna do that one. We're gonna do that one for sure. Oh yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. Thank you for joining us on this episode, and I hope you guys continue to have a nice little spooky Halloween horror month like we are. And maybe I'll even get some movies in this server soon, too. I do want to read Bad Biology. I watch Bad Biology in here, which is really fucked up, and a couple others. Maybe we'll watch Frankenhooker. I love Frankenhooker so much. Oh, yeah. So let's go ahead and do that. Anyway, I guess I'm out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.